This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
See if we can read into the day today. I'm Doug Steffen. Friday the 10th of March is upon us. This is the DJV Experience. If you go to the website, you'll notice the D is in a big red circle with a J and a V.
Yeah, I noticed that. What happened with that? What that's all about?
Well, because this is the DJV Experience.
But I just remember a little while ago when the J used to be the one that was red.
Uh-huh, but it's not the Jennifer Horne Show.
Oh, my God.
Not until I croak. Anyway, all right, here we go. Let's get back to what's going on today. This is here and now.
That red cleared everything up.
Thank you very much. Yes, it did. Right.
That we had so many conversations about that. Yes. Such important stuff.
There's a study out today, speaking of important stuff, Victoria, the vast majority of sexy material consumed online is consumed by women. New report out today revealing that women are actually more likely to watch sexy things, another word for it begins with a P, on their mobile phones than men are. 72% of worldwide traffic to these sites comes from smartphones and tablets that belong to women. 28% comes from desktop usage. So mobile usage is higher with women than men. Why would that be?
Hmm.
I will ask you, not knowing
why
really
is it?
Why
so
is it
more
important?
More women are watching on their phone than men are watching on computers.
Yes.
So men are more blatant about it. Maybe.
Is that what it is?
I feel like there's more of a practical answer here, and I don't know if we want to talk about it this early. I feel like there's some logistics involved that might make...
You can't take your desktop with you.
Is that what it is? Oh, all right.
I'll leave it at that. I feel like there's some logistics that would make men want to watch a desktop computer more so than...
Right.
Yeah.
Sit down and relax.
Have a glass of wine.
Men don't do that.
Yeah.
Okay, WikiLeaks says, well, this is sort of like Julian Assange to the rescue. You'll remember that, as a matter of fact, number three on the list of the big items this week on the charts from Talkers Magazine, focusing on WikiLeaks and all the information they dumped onto the world scene from the CIA. And so... now, what they said, or what Assange said yesterday, is that he and WikiLeaks will work with Apple, they'll work with Google, they'll work with the tech companies to help defend them against the CIA and to therefore protect you, the people that use their products. And I think so now, there's a little squirming going on with the guys in these technology companies because they've all said, Assange, he's immoral. And wait a minute, but if he can help us, help our clients and customers have protection, then maybe we ought to hook up with him. So what seems like a good deal here? Anybody want to weigh in on that? Anybody concerned about the CIA and who's listening? Speaking of ladies and what they're watching in their own spare moments, this is the fact that there is this continuing, it shouldn't surprise us, but the continuing unloading of information so that we are familiar with and we become cognizant of how much of this stuff these people are really doing. And I think that's the service that comes from WikiLeaks, frankly. Assange may be a horrible human being, but that doesn't stop us from being, doesn't stop me from being appreciative of his work, Snowden's work. I don't think Snowden's a bad guy at all. And so here we are faced with all this information. I don't even know what we do with it, but one way to benefit from having the information is to learn how to protect yourself. It's sort of like the old business with the IRS. They put in new rules so that you can't take this deduction. But before the ink gets dry, the smart people who are doing accounting have already figured out another way to get the same thing done. So is that the case here? The CIA and their thunder thud methods, the people at WikiLeaks figure out how to get around it. And so, you know, maybe you're free of... You think these people are going to stop trying to nose into your business? No. But this slows them down a little.
Interesting, because the controversy this week was, you know, Trump's tweet last Saturday about whether or not Obama wiretapped, or the Obama administration wiretapped Trump Tower, and they said, well, that's impossible. We would never spy on our citizens without a FISA warrant, without all. But this is what's kind of crazy, to have this information dumped out, and I struggle with whether or not Julian Assange is doing us a service by putting this information out there. I don't know. I mean, I feel like this totally compromises our national security, but at the same time, it lets Americans know that we're vulnerable to these devices in our homes that we all have become addicted to, being able to listen to.
Wait a minute. How does this compromise
security? Oh, it lets our secrets out to other countries who are desperate to know
what I'm watching on my laptop. I need that's
well,
a secret?
Well, if you read the whole report, the CIA has, I mean, the report says that they've used this to spy overseas.
Who are they spying on overseas?
I don't know.
Find out what's her face Merkel makes for dinner, what kind of hamburger she uses in her meatloaf.
Yeah, we wiretapped her.
Yeah, well, that's because we wanted to find out what kind of meat she uses in her meatloaf. Show me where it's worked. The places where it's worked and we've really gotten some bad guys, I'm all for using whatever technology we have to use. But this wholesale spying on not only Americans but other people is outrageous, and it's why we are labeled the ugly Americans.
Well, I don't think that's why. I mean, everyone's been spying on each other for, you know, since World War I or World War II. I mean, this is nothing new. Spying on another country is nothing new. I'm with Jen on this, though. But I mean, I agree with you, Doug, in the sense that this isn't news. I mean, what country really believes or is shocked by America can spy on people with their cell phones? Like, how is that news to anybody right now? So I agree with that. Like, I don't really get the point of it. On the other hand, I agree with Jen. I'm still on the fence about Julian Assange and the WikiLeaks movement. I don't really know how I feel about it. Sometimes I feel like, okay, that's a good thing that happened. Other times I also wonder, are they releasing documents that are sensitive or that other people could take advantage of? I don't know. And I think a lot of Americans, at least friends of mine that I've talked to about the WikiLeaks, we're kind of all like in the middle somewhere. Like there's some good and there's some bad.
Yeah.
We don't really know how we feel about it.
There is good and bad. I mean, I think that's the fairest way to depict it. I mean, you can't say it's all good, all the stuff
right.
that he's doing.
And I think my issue with Julian Assange is I just have trouble believing that he's doing it for the good of the people.
Oh, right.
I think that he's doing whatever is going to benefit him most.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Why can you say that? He's a sweet, nice guy.
He's a teddy bear.
No.
Yeah.
Just ask the woman he raped.
Yeah.
Allegedly,
yeah.
Oh, okay, wow,
15.
Okay. We're going to defend him with an allegedly? Really?
No, we're not defending him at all. I just said he was a Clinton.
Yeah, believe me, I don't defend him at all. I hate to throw that claim around unless it's really true. So.
All right, I can throw a claim that I know is true. You ready for my claim?
Yes.
That's true without doubt, and you all will agree with me, the parachute sheet market, getting our sheets together, getting in bed with the best, all of the things that you can find that are fabulous from the parachute bedding company, how it's changed our sleep. Ours, when I say that, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and me, no, we're not having a menage a trois is three, so if we had four, what would it be? Quadruplage?
Somehow less sexy than menage a trois.
Yes, it is. This is, considering, you know, why you jump into bed, there are all kinds of different reasons for wanting to be in bed. Getting a good night's rest is one of them. Having wonderful relationships with somebody you care about, something else. Parachute bedding is the way to go. This is the way to go. From the moment you unbox your parachute sheets, pillowcases, duvet covers, whatever it is that you've ordered, you will find comfort personified. So Jennifer can tell you how parachute bedding has changed her sleep. Victoria can tell you the same thing. Kara can tell you the same thing. But if you're really looking forward to getting into the sack and using your bed for what it's made for, to give you a great experience, there are all these comparisons of the now versus before. I could say to Jennifer, okay, how is it different now that you have the parachute sheets from when you were sleeping on the regular Brand X sheets? And did you always use the same sheets before, or did you even pay attention to the brand before?
Never paid attention to the brand, and I did something that I found out was silly that I was doing wrong, and I would look for the highest thread count that I could possibly find that was in my budget. So I'd say if I have, you know, $50 to spend on sheets or $100 to spend on sheets, I'd say, okay, what's the highest thread count that I can get? Well, we found out from our friends at Parachute that the thread count, once you get past a certain number, is just a gimmick, and really it's about the quality of the material, and this cotton is amazing. I bought some sheets, no joke, about a year ago that had, or were supposed to have a really high thread count, thousands of, you know, 1,000 threads or whatever. I put them on my bed, and I'd wake up in the middle of the night sweating, and I realized when I did a little research that they had acrylic in them and that it wasn't just cotton, pure sheets. And that's the worst feeling to me. You want to stay cool at a certain temperature. Even during the winter months when it's cold outside, you don't want to feel stifled and sweaty when you wake up in the morning.
Nope. Yep.
And I used to fall victim to the thread count marketing thing also. I mean, any same thing with as Jennifer said, I'd go into Bed Bath & Beyond. Okay, what's on sale with the highest thread count? Like, what can I get? And unfortunately, right after Christmas, I got a gift card to Bed Bath & Beyond. I bought some sheets, and they're horrible. And they were a really high thread count. They're like 700 thread count, and they're so scratchy, I don't even use them anymore. So, and I can't return them. Unlike Parachute, you can return them if you don't like them, which I can't actually see anyone returning them, but if you need to, you have 60 days. So
it's a fabulous guarantee.
Yeah, it's incredible.
The 60-night trial means you can test run your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love them, you send them back and they donate them to Habitat for Humanity. Okay, get in to the great position, the great comfort that we're all talking about by going to parachutehome.com/DJV. That'll get you free shipping, easy returns, that sort of thing. ParachuteHome.com to have the experience the ladies are talking about. ParachuteHome.com/DJV.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Gentlemen, it's time for the men's wardrobe sale at JCPenney, now through March 22nd. Come in and find great deals, like 50% off select men's suit separates, sport coats, and dress pants. And guys, it gets even better. Starting this Thursday, save an extra 20% with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select items throughout the store and at JCP.com. The men's wardrobe sale, that's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, coupon required, from 39 to 315. Some exclusions apply, subject to credit approval. See store at JCP.com for couponing details.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, well, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Want the look of hardwood, but not the worry of water? Get the best selection of Woodlook waterproof floors, up to 34% off, at Lumber Liquidator's Spring Flooring Sale. Choose from more than 60 varieties of Woodlook tile, vinyl plank, and new Click Ceramic Plank. And get new Dream Home X2O highly water-resistant laminate at introductory prices. More from 69 cents and special financing. Bring on the spring showers. We've got you covered with incredible deals on waterproof floors and more at the Spring Flooring Sale at Lumber Liquidator's.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's music time every hour at this time in the hour. I spend some time with music news, people that are in the world of music, what they're doing, etc., etc., etc. There's a film that was found, Liverpool, England police recruitment film. It was back to 1958 that has made... People wonder, the first glimpse, is this the first glimpse of Lennon, McCartney? McCartney's brother Michael was a part of the early, they weren't called the Beatles then, they were called, what the heck were they called?
Yeah, what were they in 1958?
They weren't the Beatles.
How old were they? Were they just
in
like...
58, they would have been...
High school age?
Yeah, late. Yeah, they were seniors
than,
in high school.
Yeah, probably about that, yeah.
Right, yep. So it is indeed Beatles footage, probably the earliest known film appearance of any of the group members. Michael McCartney, who's Paul's brother, said he believed it was him and Paul and John Lennon together. So this is an interesting thing. Liverpool, where they get started. I remember once I went by, you wouldn't believe the neighborhood they came from. You really could. I was there once. It just... It's when you think about people and how they take advantage of opportunity, and you see where they are now and you see where they come from. Now here's another example of people who were good, and this is God-given as far as I'm concerned. These people didn't come together by accident, these four guys.
And that talent never have that type of talent.
Yeah, right. Just they all work together.
Yep.
This is, by the way, crank this up. This is my favorite early Beatles song. Sing this to the top of my head. He said that to me last night.
Matter of fact,
I was singing. I was singing to him last night, and he looked at me, and he said, "Stop!" He didn't say it quite like that, but he looked at me and he smiled because he knows what the impact is of it now.
Mm.
So he just smiles when he's about to say it. Anyway, the footage shows McCartney along with Michael, his brother, and Lennon on the rooftop of their home on Forthland Road. It's 34 minutes long, and I'm sure it's going to be made public pretty quickly.
It's on YouTube now. You can go.
Is it on YouTube?
Yeah, you can check it out this weekend. I believe the Beatles they show up in around the 34-minute mark. It's a 41-minute long video.
Yeah, you got to get into it 34 minutes.
Or just scroll forward. Through, yeah.
As it were. All right, so there's the Beatles story for today. Now let's change the tone and tenor to focus on Tupac Shakur. Coachella, back in 2012, saw a hologram of Shakur. Michael Jackson also has a hologram. Is it at Coachella? Where is the Michael? Is it Las Vegas?
Michael Jackson, well, his hologram appeared at the 2014 Billboard Music Awards.
Ah,
right.
Okay, yeah. So there's a hologram revolution going on in terms of music. You can walk through any airport and see the holograms now of the flight attendants. You can do that when you go through the airport. You see them all over the place. This has become quite the technology.
Holograms of the flight attendants?
Holograms.
Really?
You can go. The Boston airport has a stewardess, a flight attendant for American, in a hologram telling you what to do and where to go.
Wow. Just,
yeah.
That's so like Back to the Future too.
Yeah, it really is. All right, so anyway, how can this be applied to the future? Will all big stars have a hologram? Well, they have holograms of Elvis now, right? John Wayne? Right? So,
I think
why would
so, yeah.
everybody be?
I mean, it's kind of a cool idea, and especially for a show at like somewhere, place like Vegas would be perfect for that. You know, I mean, any type
for
of you
emphasis.
Know.
But I felt like that thing that they did with Tupac at Coachella was a little much. A little creepy.
Was it creepy?
I didn't see that, actually.
The whole thing, I mean, when you think about bringing somebody back to life, and that's what the, it's an attempt to bring, to make some money off of these people after they're dead. And so I guess it works. There's always a plan to make a few bucks here and there, ladies and gentlemen. This is America, after all. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. I don't have to tell you guys how bad this winter has been. Cabin fever is a condition that afflicts us all on occasion. When the weather's too bad to go out or we're too sick to take a walk, we begin to feel cooped up, anxious, or depressed. Often people work too hard at their jobs to get their pets or themselves outdoors as much as they should. This can lead to a serious depression and all the attendant problems. Every good pet therapist should be able to recognize the signs of cabin fever in his pet. After being confined indoors for even a few days, dogs and cats will experience the same type of mood swings that people experience. After days of being housebound, a cat or dog may become terribly bored, and he may take out all of his aggression and depression on his owner, his home, or even himself. So even if the weather's bad, you know, there's always a way. You can always play monkey in the middle in a hallway, do staircase sprints, puppy push-ups, doggy sit-ups. There's always ways to keep your pets mentally stimulated, even if you can't get them outside for those long walks. Take a look at life from their point of view. Invent some games. Have a great time. No cabin fever. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
A CNN original series.
Stop doubting and believe.
An epic saga from the dawn of history.
Behold the man.
A miraculous journey that changed the world.
I will lay down my life for you.
Whoever lives by believing in me will never die.
The greatest story ever told.
I believe you are the Son of God.
Finding Jesus. New season Sundays at 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
A CNN original series.
Stop doubting and believe.
An epic saga from the dawn of history.
Behold, the man.
A miraculous journey that changed the world.
I will lay down my life for you.
Whoever lives by believing in me will never die.
The greatest story ever told.
I believe you are the Son of God.
Finding Jesus. New season Sundays at 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Hour. Hot stuff on the radio. Wonderful, memorable days and weeks can be yours by listening to the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, talking about a lawyer who had a problem in the court yesterday in Florida. A suit caught fire. He had e-cigarettes in his pocket and the batteries overheated. He was defending somebody accused of arson.
Yeah.
Sports news coming up, plus the food news. But young babies and young people in the news. You may or may not have remembered this week. It was the anniversary of the birth of baby Jessica. No, not baby Jesus. Baby Jessica, no relation. 30 years ago, many of you probably remember when this young girl was rescued from the backyard. She fell into a well.
I do.
She was down in there for 60 hours. Remember that? It doesn't seem like 30
people
years
ago.
Oh, my God.
People were like glued to the TV watching.
Oh, my God.
This.
It was a national thing. Yes.
Yep.
Right. Yep. She's now 30 years old. Her name is Jessica McClure Morales now. She answers to the name Baby Jessica from friends and people who find or meet her in Midland, Texas, where she lives. She understands
she
why so many
wells.
People. I would have thought so. She said, God was on my side. My life is a miracle. And that is true. How many of us remember now? I'm flashing back in my mind to the scene of the paramedics and the rescuers, people trying to save that baby's life.
How old was she? I mean, I've heard about this story, but how does an 18-month-old child wander into a well? They asked her to fetch some water. But, where were her parents? I don't understand how this happened.
Well, I think that's a great question, Victoria.
Miles is 18 months old, right? I mean, Miles is wandering into wells.
Miles is 2 years and 3. No,
okay.
He's wandering down. Last night, he and I and Megan went to dinner. So we were, he eats quickly, and I usually am done quickly, and Megan's still eating, so I take him outside while she's finishing her dinner. And there was a wall next to the restaurant that was about 4 feet high, and he wanted to walk on it. So I put him, he likes me to put him on my shoulders. And Carrie, he'll look at me and say, shoulders? And then, but we walked by this 4 foot wall, and so he walked on it, and he was okay. I mean, I held on to him, certainly. But that's the thing. Children are going to want to explore because that's what they're all about.
Right.
And then it's our job as parents or grandparents to make sure that they're in a safe zone. I mean, we all make mistakes, and we all are going to perhaps look. You're not looking the other way, but you're not always focused on it because it's a serious job. But if you're deciding to be a parent, it's part of the responsibility to be a serious focus on, have
the
a serious
gig.
Focus. That's right. Yep. So anyway.
Well, luckily, baby Jessica made it out okay.
Jessica's okay. There's a study out this week on how to raise a mindful child. I didn't need this in order to come to the same conclusion. Books that are around, when I get to the house, like I do in afternoons, I get maybe there around 4 o'clock, and Miles is getting up from his nap, and he wants me to read a Richard Scarry book, or now maybe there's some good Dr. Seuss books around that you can entertain and teach them. He now knows, and he can cite or recite the things in the stories. Whatever, if it's about a truck or a train, man, he's there. He wants to have and so he'll sit in my lap, and I'll go through it, and he'll, if you're not going fast enough, he'll say, faster, and he'll move to the next page or something. but that's, you see, exposing them to it. I don't mean to sound like a Jerkleberger, but we exposed our two children, Brendan and Megan, to all this kind of stuff when they were young. And it's all about pictures. It's all about thinking. It's all about how to have children allow themselves to find themselves and express themselves. And there's no judgment that goes with it. Miles understands what he can do and what he can't do. He knows what his boundaries are. He's always testing them because that's what kids do. But he's also very interested in making sure that that he doesn't go too far. Sort of reminds me of my late dog, Charlotte. She'd go so far, and then she'd turn around and look and make sure that you were behind her. And Miles does the same thing. He ran down the street last night. He and I were running down the street, and we had a race. And he'd go so far, and then he'd stop and turn around and make sure that I was there. And I think that's...
So he was beating you? A two-year-old was beating you, is what you're saying?
Yes, that's what he's saying.
I think that's what you let them do. Anyway, so this study this week suggests that you allow children to understand technology. That's one of the things I'm proudest of Megan about. Just no screens, no nothing around. The only thing he's ever seen is a video on a train. And so I think that's what this study from Child Development suggests, that there are some things in the new way of doing things that are good, and then there are other things that maybe we go back to the good old days of how we used to raise our children, or how we were raised if we had parents that were cognizant at all. My parents knew the value of an education, and so there was that much. But I was always curious anyway. I don't know. I don't really know that much about my sister's schooling. My younger sister went to the same alma mater as I did, and I don't know much about what she accomplished there. My older sister went to work out of high school, but I remember us. I remember me. I don't remember us reading things, but I was on my own. Whatever I accomplished, I did it on my own. I don't know how I developed a curiosity. People laugh at me now because I'm still doing the same thing I did when I was a kid. Who, what, where, why? That sort of thing. I'm still asking questions, which I did when I was 3 years old. But it's an atmosphere, I think, that you create. So when you have children, Jennifer, and when you have children, Karen, when you have children, Victoria, you'll create the atmosphere that's necessary for you to have children that'll be curious. I think that's basically the bottom line, Victoria, yeah. This whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about being encouraging.
And reading is so key.
To be
curious. I was read to. My mom read to me all the time, and that made me want to read. And I think there's curiosity because you're constantly trying to, you're craving more information, which I think is really good.
Yeah, it sure is.
And the screen thing, you know, it makes me, because I'm more aware of it now, I'm looking around at little kids who have these devices, and it's just, they're just little baby blobs, you know? It's just, you can just see, they're just fixated on the screens. It's not good for their eyes. There's so much research out now. It's not good for their brain development.
Neurons, exactly.
I mean, it's to me, it's kind of BS parenting, you know? Just shove the kid in front of the TV.
Right.
And I was not raised that way. My mom constantly, like Jen's mom, constantly read to us, and we were interactive. Yeah. We memorized poetry and stories and stuff, and that's how our brains became curious about learning. And it wasn't just about sitting in front of the TV. And I constantly tease my fiance because he was totally raised by TV, which, you know,
really?
When you meet him, Doug, you'll realize it had an effect.
Okay. It did. Okay, here's one other item of interest when it comes to children and curiosity. Here's the story of a 14-year-old Danish youngster who uncovered a plane, a World War II plane. He was out doing research for his history class. Name is Daniel Christensen. He and his father discovered the wreckage of a World War II German plane, a Messerschmitt fighter, and the remains of the pilot were in the plane.
Oh.
How about that for a scary wake-up rise and shine? They were out in the field with a metal detector. They were looking for some old plates or something for him to bring to school. Instead, they discovered the remnants buried in their field of this plane. They dug down just below the surface. They got through the dirt, and they found metal fragments, and then the bones and pieces of clothing. It was like opening a book from yesterday, the father said. His grandfather had told the story about German planes that crashed back in 1944. This kid said, I thought it was a good story. They even found the pilot's papers, for God's sakes, and his name. Wow.
They also found three unused condoms, which is really weird.
That's a little weird.
Right, that is a
that
weird.
Was going on in there.
Yeah.
And food stamps, for I guess from
well,
his,
you know.
Where his base was. I guess that's how the army would pay them or something. But it's unbelievable.
Amazing.
What a discovery.
I'd be finding that in your backyard. I can only find my backyard has bones of cows, and that's about it. It's 44 past the hour. Sports news coming up in a moment. First, though, our food news brought to you by Tasty Lee Tomatoes. For the big games this weekend, are what's going on? The NBA getting into
March
finals?
March Madness.
March Madness is getting started, right? You want to sit around and have a good snack, and you want to be fresh and delicious and have people in the room talk about this snack. Make Tasty Lee Tomatoes the base of the snack. Cook a good meal with Tasty Lee Tomatoes. You can go online to Tasty Lee. It's tasty with an I, -lee.com, for their healthy recipes. Tons of them. Your family's going to love them. Fresh ways to enjoy fresh tomatoes, fresh food. Visit tasty-lee.com. Tasty Lee Tomatoes, available at your favorite grocery store. Ask for them by name or order them by going to tastylee.com. Tasty with an I, -lee.com, for the yummy, yummy, yummies that are good for your tummy. As far as the food news is concerned today, here's something interesting. There's a large chains of grocery stores in England. One of them are the Waitrose chains, the Waitrose stores. Company has been studying food waste. They stopped sending food waste to landfills. Now they turn any food they can't use by donating it into electricity. The other big company is Waitrose and there's Sainsbury's. They're turning waste into power as well. They started selling a line of misshapen produce. Remember this story from last spring, I think, Jennifer? We were talking about this. Somebody developed the same thing here in America, a company that looks for ugly fruit and vegetables.
Yeah.
And sells them at a discount instead of throwing them away.
Weren't they on Shark Tank?
Yeah, I think they may have been.
I think they were Shark Tank. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yep. So, anyway, there are those things that are important, but they're also using this stuff to create energy. You can make ethanol from these old vegetables, same as you use corn for it. You can use the vegetables. And so they use it in their trucks. Less carbon dioxide, very eco-friendly. These people are very smart. And this will translate over to our country. We don't need to be growing as much corn as we do. We can use the food waste to come up with the same thing. And hopefully that'll stick. So something to think about when you look at the, you know, you go in, there's those carts in all the grocery stores that have on them yesterday's food, or it's dated and you're not supposed to use it. Come on. There's nothing. I opened up, nothing. Don't surprise you by what I say. I had a mix, a protein mix, some fruit. It was in the refrigerator since the last time I was here. And it, you know, what happens when there's oxygen or air gets into it, they start to ferment. And so the package will swole up, become swollen, and you know if you pop it, it'll go boom, and there'll be something that comes a little smelly out of it. So that's what I used for my drink yesterday.
You ate that? That's gross. Once it gets to the point where it's swelling the package, you're not supposed to eat it.
Yeah, that helps the digestion process better.
No.
Yeah.
Do you scrape off the moldy cheese and eat that first too?
I actually have scraped mold. I've scraped mold off cheese and eaten it because it really, like, if only half the cheese is molded, it's no big deal. But when the vegetables start to expand, I think that's you're asking for gut trouble. That's for sure.
All right, sports news time. Biff and Biff here. Let's keep moving. There's a story from Seattle about one of the players for the Seahawks that made an interesting donation. An announcement about it came yesterday. So what's that story, Victoria?
Well, this is interesting because last week, or earlier this week, we talked about Chance the Rapper donating $1 million to Chicago inner-city schools.
Yes.
And so the Seattle Seahawks defensive end, Michael Bennett, said he was inspired by Chance the Rapper this week. And so now he's announced for 2017 all of his endorsement money and half the proceeds that he gets from the sales of his jersey are going to inner-city programs. And he's trying to encourage other professional athletes to do the same. And he basically said the system's failing our kids, and it will be up to the community and our leaders to help keep the hope alive by focusing on improving our education system and the future for our kids. So he said, any company that decides to invest in me, just know you'll be investing in opportunities and providing inspiration for these families, many of whom go unnoticed and go unmentioned. So he's getting a big, big round of applause from a lot of people. Yeah.
Thumbs up for Michael Bennett. Jen, the Bears, the Chicago Bears.
The Bears.
appear to have their quarterback. What's this guy's name?
No, gave him their quarterback. Jay Cutler was their quarterback, but now it looks like former Tampa Bay Buccaneers backup Mike Glennon has a 3-year contract worth at least $14.5 million a year on the table. The Bears released Jay Cutler. He has been sort of lackluster. They brought in someone a little bit younger. Mike Glennon's 27. Now, he hasn't started a game since 2014, but in 21 career games, he's completed 59.4% of his passes. And I'd give you some other stats, but they would glaze you over.
I mean, it's not great. He's not great. And he hasn't.
He's not great.
I mean, they're really, a lot of buzz yesterday was that they're way overpaying this guy. And Jay Cutler actually is a good quarterback, but, you know, he may end up with the
Jets. He just has had a couple of tough years, though. That's the problem, is that they let him go.
The rest of the team needs to be rebuilt. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
All right, 10 before the hour with the DJB experience.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
And change after the hour now as Focus Travel is before us. And thanks to Pauline Frommer for being here. Frommers.com, Frommer's Travel Guide. They've been guiding you and people in your family to the world's best adventures for like, what, 60 years or so. So if you want to get one of their books, you can visit them at Frommers.com/store. And there are all kinds of things, including this presentation. It's on a podcast at Frommers.com. So we're going to figure out where you're going to get married, Victoria. That's right. Destination Weddings up next here.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Bundles. If you bundle your boat and your SUV, you'll see mass savings for your policy. So you can buy the fancy bait. No need to be a cheapskate. It's in your range. Don't think it's strange. Now your savings are surging, catching bass trout, and yes, even sturgeon. It's a mild fish.
Bundle your boat and auto insurance and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
A CNN original series.
Stop doubting and believe.
An epic saga from the dawn of history.
Behold the man.
A miraculous journey that changed the world.
I will lay down my life for you.
Whoever lives by believing in me will never die.
The greatest story ever told.
I believe you are the Son of God.
Finding Jesus. New season Sundays at 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
All right, now 56 minutes past the hour, we welcome Pauline Frommer from the Frommer's Travel Guides at Frommers.com. When you get married, was it a big deal, your father and your mother and you planned the wedding, and did you decide to go to some exotic place, or did you get married on the top of the Empire State Building? What happened to you when you got married?
When I got married, I did it in my hometown, which is New York City. But you know what? I probably would have paid less if I had done a destination wedding. That's the smart secret about destination weddings. There are a lot of resorts that will throw in a free room for the honeymooning pack or the marrying couple, free ceremony. It's more expensive for the guests, but often it can be a good way to save money for the bride and groom.
So is there any place in the world? It's interesting. This is like synchronicity here. Yesterday somebody contacted me, and I have a farm outside of Boston, Pauline, about 114 acres, and it's a beautiful rolling, the fields are great, everything's open, and somebody asked me if I would consider using it for weddings. And I said, of course, it would be a great place for weddings. And that's the kind of thing. People seem to want to do something different. Now, they don't want to go to church, and they don't want to go to the Justice of the Peace. They just want to, you know, they don't want to do it at home. They want to go and have some fun someplace.
Well, there's wonderful places all over the United States, very creative places. I mean, people are getting married at the lip of the Grand Canyon. They're getting married before the geysers in Yellowstone National Park or with Elvis in Las Vegas. Las Vegas is actually one of the cheapest places to get married, especially if you do a drive-through wedding. I don't know how romantic that is.
Have you ever been to one? I went to one of those once. It was really very interesting, actually, to see. And it was so hot the day I went, my God. God, it was unbelievable.
I went to a lot of weddings in Las Vegas. I did a book on Las Vegas a while ago, and so I sat through a bunch of weddings so I could review the chapels, but it's a fascinating bit of sociology. The one thing you have to remember, if you're going to want to get married abroad, say Italy or Mexico or certain islands in the Caribbean, is a lot of them have residency requirements. Mm-hmm. So you have to be there several days in order to tie the knot. And people plan their weddings and then they go, whoops, uh-oh, we can't spend a month there. We have a whole article on this on Fromers.com with all the details on how to do it. But it can be a great adventure and a wonderful vacation for your guests, too, especially if you have a family that's all over the place. Sometimes a destination wedding makes more sense. You can do something in the middle that more people can get to than they could, say, in your own hometown.
Yeah, right. It just is how creative you want to be and how much fun you want to have and how much money you want to spend, you know, all of that sort of thing. Didn't I see something today, a few seconds, of some guy getting into a fight and the plane had to land, was on his way to Hawaii? Fighting over a blanket or something.
Oh, boy.
Crazy stuff. All right, find out more about these destination weddings and other good destinations. Fromer's Travel Guide at Fromers.com. Pauline Fromer here at 59 past the hour.
Paid military spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.